T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined by outgoing District Attorney John Flynn. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
So the easy question first, how's it feel with about a week left in the office?
It's good. I feel good. I feel that I have accomplished a lot as DA. I feel that the office is in good shape right now, and I feel that things are going well out in the community as well as far as crime. You know, we've been able to reduce crime. Violent crime, dramatically since COVID. You know, we got some problems with retail theft. We got some problems with car thefts. But when it comes to the violent crime, we've been able to get that down dramatically. So we're in a good spot.
You mentioned retail theft, and we talked with Rob Ort about that. When you look at the retail theft, and it's up everywhere, it's not just in New York State. Do you think there are some measures that could be taken, maybe at the state level, maybe at the federal level?
Well, there's got to be an emphasis on it, first and foremost. You know, I understand that, you know, police departments and DA's offices across the state, you know, and across the country are, you know, strapped for cash. We're having a hard time recruiting people. We got to prioritize, you know, what we do. So, you know, we have to put retail theft at the top of our, it's not more important than murders, obviously, but, you know, almost at the top of our list of crimes that we focus on, you know. So you got to roll with the times. You know, right now we're in a stage where, you know, retail theft is a problem, and so you got to address problems as they occur. And this is a main problem.
Looking back at your time of DA, what's the one thing that you're most proud of as district attorney?
Well, obviously the Topps case and getting that resolved and getting it resolved in a timely fashion. The community needed to move on. They needed to heal. You know, I understand the federal case is still going on, but, you know, that's out of my lane. I can't control that, so I can't worry about things that I don't control. I can control the state case, and I did control the state case. And, you know, we obviously got that done and got a guilty plea. Within 8 months, which is quite frankly unheard of.
So that's the thing you're most proud of. What's something that you wish had gone differently? Is there something you look back and go, I wish that had been handled differently? I wish that had ended up differently.
Well, again, I think that, you know, one of the things that I wasn't able to do, and I try to do it, is that I wasn't able to articulate and educate the public enough on why I was unable to prosecute any of the priests for the child sex abuse scandal. I've said it time and time again that there wasn't a case that came across my desk that was within the statute of limitations. But, you know, it's hard to explain what the statute of limitations are when, you know, you've got criminal statute of limitations, you got civil statute of limitations, you got cases that are going forward now on the civil side with all these lawsuits. And so people say, well, all these lawsuits are going on. Why can't anyone be prosecuted? And I try to explain to people that the rules are different. The statute of limitations are different. And, you know, again, I wanted to been able to prosecute some of those cases just to send a message to give the victims justice. But I couldn't have because I can't because of the statute of limitations. So, you know, that's something that still bothers me to this day.
Do you think that's something the state, you know, they extended for, as you said, the civil cases? Do you think the state should have done that for criminal cases as well?
well, you know, you got to be careful about doing that because, once you kind of pick and choose what cases you want to, change the statute of limitations for, you're always going to have people that want to, have others and have more. And the state did actually tweak the statute of limitations on some of the rape, statutes and some of the, sexual assault statutes. So they did do it to a certain extent. They just didn't do it to go back to 1980s and 1970s. And so, again, I commend them for what they did, but, it is what it is, and we just got to live with it.
Last time you were on the show, we were talking about bail reform, and, it's been about three different reforms over the last few years. Where do you think the state is on bail reform since the last time we spoke, and what steps do you think need to still be done?
I think we're in a holding pattern right now. I think that we have made some significant changes that are helpful. We, for the first time now in New York State, have harm as an analysis now when you when a judge factors in bail. That's a very good thing. We never had harm before to anyone. It was always just a pure flight risk. So that was a significant change. We also made changes to repeat offenders as well. And so those were two areas that we needed to address. And, I applaud them for doing that. I think that the governor, and again, I'm not speaking for her, but, I just make an educated guess here. I think the governor wants to do more. I think that she recognizes the need to do more, but I don't think there's an appetite for it right now in the legislature, particularly in the assembly. I think that, the Senate may be open to doing a little bit more, but, unless you have all three branches together, you're not going to get anything done. And so I think we're in a holding pattern right now. I think that we're not going to see any more changes, at least for maybe a year or two. But I'm hopeful, Joe. I'm hopeful that they will factor in, some more crimes. I personally think that all felonies should be bail eligible. And that would simplify it, too. Right now, you've got all misdemeanors that are not qualifying. You got about 80 to 90% of all the felonies that are qualifying. But you still have about, 10 to 15% of the felonies out there that are still non-qualifying offenses, and having to figure out which ones are which, it just makes it easier for judges, for everybody to have all felonies bail eligible and misdemeanors non-bail eligible. So I'd like to see that change, but I'm not optimistic it's going to make a change in a year or so.
Do you think that when it comes to bail laws for illegal immigrants, that should be different? And that should be something the state focuses on now.
No, you can just deport them. It doesn't change the rules as far as deportation is concerned. Obviously one could make the argument that a illegal immigrant is a greater flight risk because they don't have any ties to the community and, they could easily kind of go back to where they came from, but if they risk life or limb to leave where they came from to come here, then are they really going to go back to Venezuela or Ecuador? No, probably not. All right. So that flight risk kind of cuts both ways. So, again, I think as long as you have the rules in place right now where, if they're convicted, then, the deportation rules are in effect. I think that's probably good enough.
What are you going to miss most about the district attorney role?
Oh, I'll miss the office. I'll miss my colleagues. I'll miss the people that I work with. I'll miss all the other DAs that I'm associated with across the state and across the country. I've had the honor of being the president of the National DA Association. And, right now I'm the president of the State DA Association. So, I've made a lot of friends across the country of DAs and across the state of DAs as well. And so I'm going to miss that camaraderie and I'm going to miss, the office. But, I can tell you, the new law firm that I'm going to, Lipps Mathias, you know, they have the same culture that we have in our DA's office. So, you know, there's a lot of great people there. I'm looking forward to working with all of them, you know, going forward.
What are some of the differences of private law and public law that you've been in for the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Past few years.
Oh, 3 a.m. phone calls, probably the biggest, you know, the nature of the work is obviously way more stressful and way more, you know, I guess sad to, you know, to a certain extent. I guess I'm trying to think of a better word than sad, but it's sad because I deal with death. I deal with murders. I deal with shootings. I deal with rapes. I deal with children being sexually abused. I mean, none of those topics are fun, Joe. And you know, they're, you know, it wears on you after a while. Just the death and the misery and just the not fun topics. Okay, you know, and so that you know, I don't have that in the civil world. All right, you know, I don't. I'm not going to see that. When you're DA, you know, you got to be on 24/7. I mean, you know, Joe, do you realize that I have not had a beer in public in almost 8 years?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I have not. I know I've obviously gone out to eat and whatnot. But when I go to a restaurant and I go out, I don't drink in public because I just don't want anyone taking a picture of me or, you know, saying, yeah, Flynn had some beers at a bar and then drove home, you know. So the only place that I've drank in Western New York in the past 8 years has been in my home and in a locker room at a private country club. That's it. And so, you know, I being on 24/7 and having to worry about that, I mean, come Monday, April 1st, I'm going to have a drink at a bar.
I was going to say, Dingus Day, you'll be out.
Yes.
Now, you know, this is a government role, leaving for a private role. We talked with former Congressman Higgins last week, and, you know, part of the reason he left was because of the nature of politics and the toxic world of politics. Is that something that you've experienced in the DA role?
No. I have purposely separated politics from my role as DA. As a matter of fact, I was at lunch, and this is a true story, it just happened. I was at lunch on Friday, 2 days ago, and a gentleman came up to me and he thanked me and said, you know what, of all your media appearances, of all the public statements you've given, after 8 years, I have no idea whether you're a Republican or Democrat. See, he had no idea what party I'm from. And so obviously when I hear that and he says that, I know that I've been able to keep out the politics. Now, listen here. Has politics nationwide kind of invaded the DA world? Absolutely. You got, you know, the whole, soap opera going down in Atlanta with a DA down there. You obviously have controversy surrounding, the Manhattan DA with his charges against Trump. You have DAs across the country that have, in my opinion, gone too far progressive. And, they're out there talking about, I'm not going to prosecute this type of crime because I don't believe in it. And, you can't do that. I mean, you're the DA. You don't get to pick and choose what laws you want to prosecute. You get to pick and choose what cases you want to prosecute. Obviously, I have discretion to pick and choose the cases that I want to prosecute. But overall categories of crime, whether I like him or not, you don't have that ability to do that. You gotta do your job. And so, yeah, I mean, politics has definitely crept in the DA world. But, Joe, I'm telling you, it hasn't crept in Buffalo. And, I'm proud of that. And so that really had no role for me.
You mentioned the DA case against former President Trump. And I just want your thoughts on this. Letitia James campaigned on getting Trump. And now she is a day away from starting to seize his property. Do you think that's a bad look for the DA?
I think it's a bad look whenever you campaign on going after a single person. I didn't see what, I wasn't privy to what, her campaign was, so I didn't hear what she said or see what she said. So I'm not going to comment on her specifically because I'm not privy to what she said or what she did not say. But I do think that, when you're running for DA, you need to the best of you can keep the politics out of it and say, hey, I'm going to provide justice for the people. I'm going to follow the law. And I'm going to, the most important thing is that I'm going to make sure that our community is safe. And so though for any DA out there running, okay, let me give you some advice. Those should be your three campaign themes right there. All right. And stick to that.
And I'm sorry, she's the attorney general, but same type of thing. So as you said, people always say, John Flynn, I don't know where he stands, left, right. You're very in the middle. You don't let politics get into your work. You go to the ballot box, you're on every party's line. Do you think one of these days we could see you back in politics running for some other office?
No, I'm 57 years old. I've been in public service ever since I graduated college and joined the Navy. So I had 28 years in the Navy. I did 22 years as a elected official, here in the and appointed official as well, here in the Western New York area. So 28 years and 22 years, that's 50 years consecutive time, okay? And so that's enough, and I know I'm going to let other people, kind of take over and get involved in that, and I'm going to go to the private sector and just focus on that.
What is your advice for the next DA?
My advice is be yourself. I've been at a number of functions where I've heard people say that the next DA has big shoes to fill. And I really don't like that. All right. The next DA is my deputy DA and he's got big feet. Okay. And so, he doesn't need to fill my shoes at all. He needs to be his own person. He's going to be his own person and he's going to do a great job.
All right. Final question. You're going to the private sector. Are you going to still be available for comment if the media wants to talk to you?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Oh, no. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm more than willing to can now be a little bit more free in what I say, too. And so more than happy to give legal advice and provide analysis on any issue you want, Joe. No problem at all.
Actually, this is my last question.
Yeah.
What's your last week in office look like?
I've got the boxes in my office, but I haven't started packing anything yet. So I got to pack up. Obviously, it's Holy Week, and so the county's off on Good Friday. So, but I'll be in on Good Friday to kind of move my stuff in. And we're gonna have we're going to have cases. You know, things are going to keep popping up, and I'm still going to be there. You know, all through Saturday next week, you know, I'll be available. 24/7 as I have been for the past almost 8 years.
All right, and then on Monday, looking for you on Dingus Day to have that beer.
All right, thank you.
He is outgoing District Attorney John Flynn. John, as always, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.